Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Georgia Wrestling Now, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com, where we bring you the latest news and information on the local scene in Georgia and around the Southeast region, as well as interviews with the newsmakers. And now, the GWH Radio Network presents Georgia Wrestling Now.
This is Jonathan Williams of WrestlingWithPopCulture.com, and thank you for listening to Georgia Wrestling Now. Normally I have a co-host to do some sort of intro. Tonight I'm supposed to have two, but right now I have none, so it'll just be me until Strychnine and or Johnny Danger call, who are both supposed to co-host different parts of the show tonight. And of course tonight we have some very special guests. We got Tommy Wildfire Rich, who was once a huge name in Georgia in the NWA, a former Georgia heavyweight champion, which coincidentally will be reinstated, I guess you could say, this Saturday at NWA Atlanta, as well as an NWA World Heavyweight Champion. And then we also have D-Von tonight, D-Von Dudley, known by various other names as well, but he is a multi-time tag team champion pretty much everywhere. And if there's anyone that knows about tag team wrestling, it is, other than D-Von, it is Strychnine, who is now joining me, I believe. Is this Strychnine? Maybe this is Strychnine. Strychnine.
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you. And there's another caller that may be Johnny Danger. Is that Johnny Danger?
This is Johnny Danger.
Oh, so you guys are both here. Great.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Strychnine. You wrestled quite a bit over the weekend. I'm sure you've got some stories to tell.
I do. I had a very busy wrestling weekend. Friday night was APW's Nightmare on Cherry Street. We had a pretty good solid packed house. The main event saw myself challenging for the APW Southern States title against Jeremy Zayn, in a match which I was not victorious. It's a little weird because I was talking to somebody else. I mean, to Jeremy's credit, he's the first person to hold a clean victory over me all year. And the match probably went about 20-plus minutes. And I got to give, again, credit where credit's due. I went for my signature spear. He lunged at me and planted me with a DDT. And it was, I watched the tape. It was disgusting. But hats off to him, and I can't complain. We all, you know, those of us who wrestle, sometimes you get beat. It happens.
Right.
It was Friday, Saturday and Sunday was spent with Monstrosity. Saturday I had a tag team match. Just it was myself and Zach Daniel against the Clown Squad, the Looney Tunes, whatever you want to call them, Stupid and Valentine. Myself and Mr. Daniels were victorious. And then Sunday, I was involved in a six-man. It was myself, Apocalypse, and I have no idea what
Doomsday, I believe his name
partner
was.
Doomsday, there we go. All right. And I guess affectionately, we were the post-apocalypse metalheads against even more clowns, the Stupid Valentine and Giggles. I haven't seen him before, but... again, good hot six-man tag team match. The post-apocalyptic metalheads victorious again. But it's progressively as the monstrosity at Six Flags has gone on, it's been a glory experience for everyone because it's not a typical wrestling crowd. But we have a lot of fun, and you know, getting the crowd involved is definitely a must. I mean, It's been a lot of interesting stuff with there's been wrestling the clown guys a lot, and so there's a lot of animosity from the casual person toward, you know, clowns. I guess it's a big phobia some people have, so it's fun to have to play with that, you know. Get full crowd, we hate clowns, you suck bozo, all that other kind of stuff. It's a lot of fun. So,
well, thankfully, Professor Morte clarified that Strychnine in particular hates clowns because he's not a juggalo, but a little rib happening during the show.
That made me laugh.
I have found it ironic, your multiple encounters with clowns and getting We Hate Clowns chant started over the past few weeks.
Even all the way down to their entrance music is an ICP song, and I'm like, I gotta kind of play it off like I don't like this.
Well, you do a good job.
Not sure who had their hand in picking their entrance music, but it was very quippy, and I enjoyed it.
Johnny Danger, you were didn't wrestle, but you were a part of an odd sounding PCW show, from what I've read, on Saturday.
Yeah, it was a very unique night. You know, we only had two matches, but one of those happened to be an hour long Iron Man match between Fred Yehi and Shane Marks. And at Sacred Ground, there were, you know, three or four matches. You could have a strong case for match of the year, but these two added another one. They put everything they had into that match. The crowd was standing for the entire hour, and Yehi pulled out the win, 4-3, with 5 seconds remaining. It was incredible. One of the best matches I've ever seen live.
Well, we have another caller. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I don't know who's...
Sounds like we got somebody on the line.
Not yet. I was going to say we have a caller, but I didn't mean to cut you off if you wanted... I know you had Danger Time, Johnny Danger Time at in Porterdale as well.
Yeah, we came out for Johnny Danger Time, and it was a lot of fun. We got the entire crowd chanting, Jeff is stupid, of course, referring to Jeff Cheat Bailey. And my personal favorite chant, Chips the Butthole.
Stupid was at Six Flags, so Jeff is not stupid.
I see what you did there. It's Jonathan Williams time. Well, we cannot dispute that Chip Day is, in fact, a butthole.
I don't know if I can think of anyone offhand that would argue with that.
No, certainly not Casey Kincaid.
I'm sorry, I heard Casey Kincaid and I heard Strychnine talking, but I didn't make out either.
So you go first, dude.
What did you say about Casey Kincaid?
The main event of that show was Chip Day defending the title against Casey Kincaid. Unfortunately, Casey came up a little short, but we saw a little bit of the phantom at the end of that when he spit the green mist in the Chip's eyes, and Chip ran away screaming like a baby.
And then Casey Kincaid and Shane Marks went on to win the tag team tournament at Peach State to become the tag team champions there all in the same day. So that was a busy day for those guys. But,
we
do have a caller, and it's almost time for our first guest, so I'm going to see who this is that's calling. They've been on hold for a few minutes. Thanks for calling Georgia Wrestling Now.
With Billy Ray, Bubba Ray.
Who is this? Hello?
Hello?
You're on Georgia Wrestling Now? Who is this?
Tommy Wildfire Rich.
Oh, how are you doing tonight, sir?
Hold on 1 sec.
Okay.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, who's it?
Tommy Rich?
You're Tommy Rich? I thought I was Tommy Rich.
I said, is this Tommy Rich? But it sounds
yes,
like it
sir,
is.
Yes, this is. This
is. Well, welcome to the show, Tommy Rich. How
yes,
are you
sir.
Tonight?
What's your name?
My name is Jonathan Williams.
John, okay.
And we're also talking to Strychnine and Johnny Danger. So, I guess, first thing first, you will be at Southern Fried Championship Wrestling on Saturday, challenging for tag team titles, I understand. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Tell us about who's your partner and who are you challenging?
Are we live right there?
We are.
We're live on the radio air. Somebody said something about me and my cousin Richie Rich. We'll be wrestling the office of somebody. The company. They company men. Well, I call it butt kissers is what I call it.
All right.
But
well, you've been
gold.
Doing a lot of these indie shows lately, and I know you were at, I believe, the last Southern Pride show. So what has that been like for you lately, doing all these shows?
Shoot, man. I just like to give a shout-out to all the fans across Georgia, all across the country. You know, 38 years I've been kicking it, and 38 years later, been on TV in 20 years, and the folks still holler for Wildfire. So, I mean, that's a blessing.
Indeed it is. Johnny, Strychnine, you guys got anything for Tommy Rich?
Sure. This is Johnny Danger, Tommy Rich. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. How are you, Johnny?
I'm great. One of my favorite things about your career, actually, I love watching you in ECW as part of the Full-Blooded Italians, is the Don. You have any favorite memories about that period?
Man, I just love the pie. You know, being full-blooded, I tell you, man, you know, I mean, the pie up there was wonderful.
I believe
but I joined manager, too. You know, I made a lot of money being the Don.
I expect the Don would.
Well, maybe not that much. Now, but, yeah, man, you know, we're going to be in Monroe. Hey, as a matter of fact, so where is the wrestling going to be at? It's been at, last time I was there was the National Guard Army. I heard they moved. Where were we wrestling at?
Well, let me look that up.
I don't blame you, bro. Oh,
come here. Right now I'm just kind of being hesitant to speak because the last few exchanges, every time I tried to talk, Johnny did it at the same time, and it was just this coiloid of speech and nothing was discernible.
Well, now is a good time, Strychnine, because I'm looking up where he's actually wrestling.
What'd you say?
Blaine Street.
It's on Blaine Street. It's a school on Blaine Street.
Blaine.
Yes, it's the old Monroe Primary School gym in Monroe, Georgia, 109 Blaine Street.
Somebody say something about it. Did y'all get that? Freddie Miller would say, don't miss it. Be there.
Awesome.
So Strychnine, I believe, has a question.
It's not really as much of a question. I just wanted to give you some props and show you some respect because, I mean, you've been kicking it longer than most of the guys I know in the business, and we've actually run into each other a few times in locker rooms, although we've never really spoken much. What, in your opinion, now I do have a question, actually. What, in your opinion, is the key to having a long wrestling career? Because, I mean, there's so many guys I see, they're just beat up and can't move anymore. But what's your key to having a very long-running time in the ring?
Shoot, man, that's an easy question. I owe it all to the fans, man. You know, I mean, without them, she wouldn't none of us be nothing anyway. You know, I mean, that's what makes the wrestling world tick. But, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. I got to wrestle with great wrestlers. You get why the reason guys' longevity ain't as long as it now is because, you know, guys just a lot of guys don't know how to wrestle no more.
Fair enough. I feel that.
Tommy, I'm curious, you held many titles, including the NWA World Championship, but also the Georgia Heavyweight Championship in NWA a few times, which will be, they're bringing that back down in NWA Atlanta, and they'll crown a new Georgia champion, I believe, this Saturday as well. What are your thoughts on that, you know, resurrecting the title that's been away, gone away for so long that you've held so many times?
Well, I think, you know, I think Southern Fried Chicken, I think they're doing, Southern Fried, excuse me, I'm hungry. No, but I think they're doing real good. I mean, you know, I do a lot of independent shows, and, I mean, the crowds, all the matches are good. You know, they take the package deal now. Used to, you could say wrestling was coming to town, and you'd sell it out. Then you had to put the posters out. Then you had to put somebody like Tommy with a big name out. But now it takes a whole package deal, and then you got to promote it twice as hard. You know, so, and then from top to bottom, I mean, promoter Charles, he's doing a heck of a job. And I'm glad to be a part of the crew there, to be honest. It's good to go in there and, you know, see guys that really want to learn the business. And, you know, it's about the business, not the glory.
Well, this particular show you're working this Saturday has a lot of big names on it, new and old. They got Musso Janaka, they got Luke Gallows doing a seminar, I believe, and then also wrestling Leatherface, and then of course you.
Luke Gallows doing a seminar.
I believe I saw
probably,
that.
I probably forgot more than Luke Gallows. No. What am I making? What are they thinking? What do you mean Luke Gallows is training them?
Yeah, it's $30, which is not a bad deal. But do you do seminars ever? There's a lot of talk recently about Les Thatcher's seminar over the weekend at Deep Southern Championship Wrestling. Is that something you've ever done?
Yeah, I've done a couple. But the ones I do, I teach guys like Luke Gallows. What do you mean? He's teaching somebody to wrestle.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all call him and tell him for $50, I'll train him tomorrow, and that way he'll be able to teach you boys how to wrestle. Y'all smelling what I'm cooking?
Well, we've got another.
I can die a happy man. Okay, I'm just saying, I can die a happy man. This is possibly one of the greatest vocal exchanges I've ever been a part of.
We've got another caller. We've got another caller. This is someone who has a question for you, Tommy.
Maybe it's Luke Gallows.
It may be Luke Gallows. Hey, who's this?
Hello.
Who is this?
Well, I don't think I've ever heard more entertaining, educated group of interviewers. TNT, listen, man, I want you to load up Robert and Cindy, and I want you guys to come visit me in Southern California.
Well, let's go.
Tommy Rich, listen, it's Dan Masters. I'm just shouting out at you, man, because I hadn't seen you in a month of Sundays.
My man Dan, how you doing?
I'd give you a kiss on the cheek if I could see you right now. Listen, man, having fun in California, but this guy brought up the FBI. Now, listen, you and I are both friends or love to hate the Iron Sheik, but he told me it's full-blooded Iranians. Full-blooded Iranians, not the Italians. What's really going on?
Hey, well, let me tell you this. If Cos told you that, you could take it to the bank, brother.
Dan, you still there?
Yeah, I guess the line's cutting in and out. Anyway, Tommy, I just wanted to shout out, and I was going to reach in and listen. I'm glad you're doing well. I'd love to see you out here sometime. Send my love to my family over there, and we'll see you soon, I'm sure.
All right, man, just bring us on. Bring us on. I'm a world traveler.
All right. Well, Tommy, where else are you doing indie shows aside from this Saturday at a Nightmare on Blaine Street?
We just finished up one this past Saturday at Griffin, Georgia. We did a fundraiser for a lady named Debbie Webb. She needed a kidney transplant. She went to my wife's church. So anyway, hey, brother, I want to give a shout out to my friends that come together with me. You know, it's hard to get a group of wrestlers together, even if they're getting paid. My folks showed up, done everything for nothing. You know, so I want to give a shout out to Jake Slater, my cousin Richie Rich, Kid Mac the Midget, Jake Slater, Danny Horn, Mr. Ray Stevens. That brought the ring. You know what I mean? It's just great to see guys that come together for a cause. Thunderbolt Patterson.
Well, speaking of coming together for a cause, I know another thing that's going on this Saturday at SFCW is some ring worn memorabilia from Big Bill Dromo will be auctioned off, I believe. Not sure what the cause is, but you know anything about that? It's going to be part of the show?
No, sir, I don't know. I mean, I know who Bill Dromo is. You know, he was a Georgia favorite for a while. But he wasn't near as cool as the Wildfire, though.
Yeah, I guess that's hard to argue. Oh, it says 100% of the proceeds will go to the Dromo family, so that will also be happening.
Oh, something happened to him. Yeah, baby, I think he lives out in Marietta. He might, to be honest with you, I don't know how he talked to him in years.
Yeah.
But, hey, I'm looking forward to getting in there with Chris Nav. Hey, maybe you can call that Luke Gallows and see if Chris Nav can go down there and work out and try to learn something.
Did the name Chris Nelms just come into play?
It did.
Yeah.
I hope Danny only is listening.
He's the company.
I'm not sure I should weigh in on this.
Hey, if Wildfire can take shots at him, I think it's open to anyone.
The only reason he's got a job is because he's Charles Boy.
Oh, wow.
You talking about Big Charlie, the guy that puts the show on?
I'm going to tell you and all the people over there, Monroe, y'all come out because we're going to ride him out of town in a rail car because this will be his last weekend there. I'm taking his spot. Charles, they're going to fire him and hire me, baby.
Well, I guess if you win the tag title.
Company, we're going to be called Bad Company.
Go ahead,
you guys are just, you know, I'm trying to carry this thing, but you guys got, you know, y'all have been balled of fire yourselves.
Yeah, I think Strychnine was about to say something.
Well, I will say this. the one thing that is not, it's, you know, somebody else's perspective who watches live wrestling about as much as I breathe, i.e. Larry Goodman. The guy, some people knock his opinion, but the reality is he knows his stuff, and I do believe Mr. Nelms was involved in the match that Larry said was the absolute worst thing he'd ever seen in his life. So, just ouch.
I can't hardly hear you.
What Strick was saying was that Larry Goodman, who's a very reputable wrestling journalist here in Georgia, said that one of Chris Nelms' matches was the worst thing he had ever seen in his life.
And Larry watches wrestling live about as much as I breathe. So
I know who Larry Goodman is. So what are you guys saying? Saying I'm going to have to carry the load?
I'm thinking you're going to have to. Just saying.
Load.
Yeah. Great. I may have to blow off whatever I'm doing to go see Tommy Rich, beat up Chris Nelms, just saying.
Well, it's the same night as Anarchy Sprite Night, so I don't know if you'll be able to get down there.
Crap.
Hey,
so
I tell you what, y'all might want to come on down there Saturday night.
So who are the tag champs that you're facing?
Because when Luke Gallows hears that I'm going to be undercut, I'm going to do a seminar for $15. I'm going to be there at 10 o'clock in the morning. So y'all spread the word. Wi-Fi will be there at 10 in the morning, and I'm going to charge $15. Yeah. So maybe me and Big Luke will have a fight, too.
It sounds like it. If he hears this, he might be waiting on you at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Well, that's fine and good, too. Hey, my first rodeo, you know that.
I'm seriously contemplating rearranging my plans for that day, just saying.
Well, I can tell you this. Every time I've been in Monroe, it's been one exciting night. So whether it's Chris Nabbs, Luke Gallows, or one of them ladies out in the crowd, we're going to be fired up, I guarantee you.
Is it another one of those shows that the Redneck Nation guys are always at? Because I've worked Monroe a few times, and it's always...
Come down, I'll wrestle with y'all, too.
It would be an honor.
Who's the Redneck Nation, Strick?
I like the Redneck Nation.
Yeah, Billy Jack, Cody Jack, his son, and Vicious Dick Rhodes. Every time I've been booked down there, it's to fight against one of, two of, or all three of those people.
Well, the main event, to answer your question, the main event of this show is Vicious Vic Rose and Roscoe Ray against Shane Marks and Casey Kincaid.
That'll be a good match. That'll be a good match.
It could be.
Mine's going to be a good match, too. I mean, it just, if he's like y'all say, it might just not take me as long to beat him up.
Well, who is Chris Nelm's tag partner that you're facing?
Part of the company. I'll be honest with you, I don't know. All I know is me and my cousin Rich is going to be there live and in the color. We'll say hi to all the pretty ladies, all the young kids, the mamas, the daddies, the papas. Everybody come on down to Monroe to the school, and we're going to throw down like they never been done before, guys. Last time I was in Eaton, Georgia, I about had to whip Chris Nell's grandmother. She got mad because I beat up on him. So it might be a handicap. I might wrestle Chris Nams and his grandmama.
She got mad about what?
She got mad because I was beating her grandson up.
Oh, well, you're not the first to have done that.
Tell him to get tougher and that may not happen as much.
Well, maybe those down there with Luke Dallas can teach him something.
Well, hey, real quick, Tommy, as a rookie wrestler myself, you know, of course, one of our responsibilities is to learn from the veterans. What is the number one piece of advice you would give to the younger generation right now?
There's a difference. There's a difference. See, some dressing rooms I go in, you know, and I don't, you know, guys that pioneered the way for me and the guys I wrestled, they were wrestling great. I've done it 38 years, so I don't care if you respect me or not, but respect my business. See, a lot of them, they don't even know what wrestling is. You know, you go to some of these places and you ask them to reverse out of a wrist lock, and they can't do that. Marquis says wrestling. Well, first off, they can't wrestle, and then they ain't got no wrestling. You go to the dressing room, and you see one guy with boots and one guy with tights, you know you're in a backyard show. You know, but to the guys out there that really want it and want to learn old school, you know, guys like me will take the time to teach them. But somebody tells me they're going to do a moonsault. Yeah, go ahead and do it. I'll be there. You know, I was a lucky man. You know, I mean, it's wrestling's good, and it sucks. I mean, territories was the best. You know, you could learn, you could make a decent living even if you wasn't on top, and you might go somewhere else and get a big break. It's just hard today, you know. It's, you know, because wrestling is something you got to do 6-7 days a week, you know. I mean, in front of a crowd to where you can learn and listen to people. I mean, it's just, you know,
I think we lost Tommy that. Rich. You still there, Tommy?
He's probably still talking and not realizing that he's been cut off.
Yeah, he just dropped. But I guess we'll take a commercial break because it's about time for our next guest, Devon, Brother Devon, Devon Dudley, however you know him. But we will hear from him in just a few minutes after this commercial break.
Wrestling fans, Anarchy Wrestling television tapings are the second and fourth Saturdays of every month at 4236 Level Grove Road in Cornelia, Georgia. For more information on Anarchy Wrestling and on the shows to watch the television product and a whole lot more, go to anarchy-wrestling.net. That's Anarchy Wrestling, the second and fourth Saturdays of every month in Cornelia, Georgia.
If you're hurt, get the money you deserve. If you're in pain, get the money you deserve. At Terry and Peterman, we're personal injury attorneys who take a professional, thorough approach to your accident and injury claims. Don't call some long-distance law firm or satellite office. Don't trust your claim to just anyone. For a free consultation, call the law office of Terry and Peterman today, 229-247-0386, or go online at www.terryandpeterman.com. The law offices of Terry and Peterman, making things right.
Whether you're having an autograph session, personal appearance, or live event, we got just the person you need to contact for all of those needs. SBI Bookings is home of some of the best stars in the wrestling industry today. They provide you with the best talent this business has to offer, from Kevin Nash, Larry Zbysko, Scott Steiner, and many, many more. So who will you contact next time you're planning an event? The men of SBI Bookings. Check them out at sbibookings.com.
Do you remember Tommy Rich? What about Ray Gunkel or Gordon Solie? Can't get those nasty Anderson brothers out of your head? Well, you can catch them again at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Who was on the first party you attended? Who was it under that mask? Remember the first Omni Spectacular or the big main events at the Bell Auditorium? What happened in Columbus on my birthday? Find out at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Whether you want to get back some of your past, or maybe you just want to find pro wrestling in your area, check out GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com.
Welcome back to Georgia Wrestling Now. This is Jonathan Williams from WrestlingWithPopCulture.com, being joined by the Lethal Dose Strychnine and Johnny Danger. It's kind of funny that last ad for GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com, the first thing we hear is, do you remember Tommy Rich?
I'll never be able to forget now.
I wonder if he's still talking to dead air and not realizing he got cut off.
There's not a doubt in my mind.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if we hear from him again tonight, but we should be hearing from our next guest shortly, and I'm guessing Strychnine in particular will have some questions for Devon, because I would assume you are influenced at least somewhat by the Dudleys.
Yes, sir. They really are one of the greatest tag teams ever, because not a lot of guys, aside from what I can think of, you know, as the Road Warriors from wrestling history, or like in the modern day of teams, you know, they traveled together. It wasn't just a means for one of them to become a single star.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so, yeah, I just gotta respect that so much. Of course, I think now they've split them up in TNA and it's a little bit different, but for the most part, I mean, they're kind of the prototype for the modern tag team.
Yeah. It's kind of mind-boggling, actually, to think about all the titles they've held. Granted, when they held the WCW titles, it was after the WWE purchase, and when they held the NWA titles, it was in TNA, but still, technically, they've held NWA, WCW, WWE, ECW, TNA, and did I leave out some? I know they've held some Japan titles. They said so themselves a few years ago in a promo, but even the Road Warriors didn't accomplish all of that. Of course, some of those organizations weren't around during the Road Warriors' time, but they do have a legitimate claim to being best tag team in the world, for sure.
Now, could you imagine the Road Warriors and the Dudleys throwing down in their prime?
I would pay good money to watch that.
You and me both.
Well, the reason we're talking to Devon is because he will be taking on Murder One at UIW Universal Independent Wrestling this Saturday in Carrollton, I believe it is. And yet another action-packed, star-studded card that also features Bull Buchanan and I don't know, lots of people. But while we're waiting for Devon, we can talk about Anarchy's big event, Strychnine. We've talked about it a little bit last week, but since it's this Saturday, what's going on there, especially involving you?
Well, involving me specifically, I am tagging with the most unlikely partner I've ever had in Joey Reimer against BJ Hancock and Anthony Henry. The reason for the team-up is Reimer has an issue with Hancock. I have an issue with Henry right now. They're both Miss Rachel's little bitches, so we're taking on 2-on-2. The main event of the whole show is going to be a cage match for the Anarchy Heavyweight title with wrestling's apparent most dangerous weapon, Jeter, against Michael Judas, and they'll be locked in the cage. So that's going to be a war. I had the unfortunateness, if you will, to have to be a lumberjack when they collided last, and it ended up in just this whole conundrum. So I figured, can't control it, lock him in a cage. As far as the remainder of the card, under Jeremy Vane and Brody Chase, I do believe are doing something against with the Urban Assault Squad and like Seven and Sean Tempers involved in the tag team titles. I can't think of actually too much more on the card besides that. You know, I'm focused on what I've got to do. So, I mean, I hope it doesn't come across as disrespectful, the fact that I don't know exactly everything else that's going on. But, you know,
no,
I'm kind of like a...
You covered most of it, and you definitely should be concentrating on your own match. But we do have Devon joining us now, so I want to welcome Devon to Georgia Wrestling Now. How are you tonight, sir?
Good, man. How are you?
Doing all right. We were just talking about, of course, your accomplishments as a tag team wrestler. My co-host Strick9 is a tag team wrestler himself, who I would imagine has patterned a good bit of his style and career after some of the things the Dudleys did.
Yeah.
Well, not everything, brother. That nowadays you do what we used to do back in the day to cause a lawsuit.
Well, speaking of that, you've got a match against Murder One this Saturday, and I'm sure you are familiar with him. He has spent some time with another guy you're familiar with, New Jack, and is known for employing some of the same tactics that, like you said, will have caused lawsuits for New Jack.
Well, you know, this Myrtle One, you know, I've seen him a couple of times, and I spoke to Mr. New Jack about him, and let's just say, you know, he's going around starting up at the mouth talking about what he's going to do to me and how he's going to end this and end that in terms of my career. Well, so many people have tried. So many people have tried, and no one has ever been able to accomplish that. Not him. Not anybody in ECW, WWE, TNA, or better yet, not even my own brother, who's basically been running off at the mouth out here. But it's going to be quite interesting that, you know, come the 4th annual Halloween Massacre show, where I think tables will be legal, ladders will be legal, and probably so will chairs. So that's right up my alley. Oh, my, is right. So that's right up my alley. So, you know, if Myrtle One wants to call himself Myrtle One, that's good. But at the end of the match, he's going to be Dead One. That I can promise.
Well, I'm guessing you've never faced him previously, but you do know a little bit about him.
I've heard a little bit about him. I've seen a couple of YouTube things here and there, and I've watched just enough to know what I have to do, come Saturday, and what I'm going to do to have to take him out. So it's going to be a piece of cake, in my opinion. Trust me. Like I said, many have tried, but many have fallen.
Yes, sir. Well, now that you're officially, from what I understand, you're officially not involved with TNA at this point, right?
No, I'm officially done with TNA. TNA is, I've had 8 good years with TNA, and it's time to move on to bigger and better things. TNA was a holding pattern for me for a little bit. and, you know, to basically go out on my own and, you know, me and Bubba, that is, and do what we had to do. We went out there and, you know, helped TNA to grow, and then not only that, but we went to Japan, and, you know, that was the one thing that we had to do. We had to go to Japan. We had to be able to conquer Japan as a tag team. You know, so many people have put us in the same category as the Road Warriors, and, you know, we knew what type of shoes those were to fill. Animal and Hawk, as far as I'm concerned, and Bubba is concerned, will always be number one. I mean, we'll take a second back seat to the Road Warriors any day. In terms of the greatest tag team in the history of this business, without a doubt, it was the Road Warriors. If we come second, then Harlem Heat is third. I always tease Booker T about that. But, you know, in order for us to be able to do that, we had to conquer Japan, and that was one of the things that we were happy to do. And then to be able to just go out and do other things, you know, to be able to further our career and to help younger guys as well. And now it's just time for myself to move on. And like I said, the bigger and better things. And I'm excited about me leaving and going on.
Well, can you give us a little more info on what you have going on aside from UIW this Saturday? Do you have other big shows coming up?
Well, I've got I got a show coming up in San Antonio that Sean Hernandez from TNA Wrestling, he's putting on a show out there in San Antonio. I'm doing that the following weekend. And then I've got Tommy Dreamer, House of Hardcore, on November 8th, I believe it is. So I'll be out there doing Tommy's show as well. And it's always good to help out a fellow ECW guy. You know, Tommy, when I first broke into this business, he was like a dad to me. He helped me out, took me under his wing, and pretty much took care of me, made sure that everything was going good. So I basically, you know, really, you know, look up to Tommy as a father figure, you know, in that aspect. And anything that Tommy needed for me to help him to do, I was going to be there to help him do it. So I'm looking forward to that. And like I said, just my career in general. Everybody thinks because I left TNA that it's over. It's not over. It's not over by a long shot. There's still a lot of things for me to do. And when I do it, people will know.
All right. Well, of course, we talked about the numerous tag titles you've held, but you've also held a few singles titles, namely, I guess, the TNA television title. But are there any titles that you have not yet held that you would set your sights on in any organization?
Let's just say there's two major titles that I have... I'm focusing on at the moment, and I can guarantee you that when my career is done, those two titles that I am looking to conquer will be under my belt. I can tell you that much. That's all I can say at this particular point in time. But let's just say, like I said, I'm very, very anxious to see, you know, what the future brings and how it's going to bring, and you know, I'm just looking to, like I said, bigger and better things.
All right. Well, you, you of course, are best known for your time in ECW, which was not didn't get down to Georgia a whole lot, but it did come down here a few times, and you've been here with TNA and other organizations. Do you have any particular moments or memories that happened here in Georgia that stand out to you?
Man, there's so many. I think Cobb County, Georgia was probably one of the – I think when ECW did the pay-per-view out there. It was very, very, it was an emotional moment. Number one, it was the first night that I ever met the Junkyard Dog. That was when we had paid tribute to him. And that was his last appearance ever being on national TV or anything, any company for that matter. You know, I looked up to, you know, to JYD growing up, and, you know, he was a hell of a wrestler back in the day and drew a lot of money, made a lot of good business for a lot of companies. And so it was an honor to meet him that day. And then not to mention, I didn't find out until later on, but a former TNA wrestler by the name of Consequences Creed was actually a young kid in the audience. I think he was high school or just first year in college, and it was at the time when Bubba and I were going around and yelling in people's faces and, you know, throwing stuff and this and that. Well, Creed happened to be one of the kids that I guess we threw water on and spit on or what have you. And, he let me know later on that he was one of the kids that I jumped in his face, and he was scared to death. He said he almost crapped in his pants because he actually thought I was going to hit him. So for me to have been able to, you know, put fear in somebody's heart like that, and then all of a sudden, you know, grow up to be in the same locker room with me and to be able to share that story, you know, it's a little embarrassing because it didn't really mean to make somebody that scared. But, you know, it's the nature of the business, and that's what we do. But it was also an honor and a privilege to know that, you know, from that point on, he said that inspired him to actually be a wrestler. So I get a lot of those stories, you know, when I meet a lot of younger talent out there, when I'm in, whether it's the indie scenes that I'm just now starting to do because I've never really done the indies before. And, you know, all of the young guys that have come through the doors of TNA and things like that. It's an honor and a privilege to hear that, you know, those guys watched Bubba and I and actually learned a lot from watching us. And, you know, the TLC matches with Edge and Christian and the Hardy Boys, you know, they were legendary and just really didn't know how big they were until, you know, fans, that's all they talk about when they talk about, you know, tag team wrestling and the Dudleys and Edge and Christian and the Hardys. I guess we really, really must have put a stamp on it.
Yeah, I know. Go ahead, Rick.
Before you got on the line, sir, I was actually saying that I believe that the Dudleys were the prototype for the modern tag team because, just as you mentioned, you can see the Hardys, the Dudleys. To me, that was the last golden age of tag team wrestling on a national scale. So, one question I got for you is, does it kind of piss you off that today tag teams are almost used mainly as a tool to find out which guy can be over?
I look at it like this. Anybody, any group, whether it's TNA or the WWE, they can honestly bring back tag team wrestling, you know, if they want to. But the one thing I think people got to understand is that in the WWE, it's always been a single-man territory. And although tag team wrestling, if you really look at it from back in the 80s, was very big, just like it was in my era, the Hart Foundation, the British Bulldogs, you know, Beefcake and Valentine, you know, all those tag teams, Demolition, the Powers of Pain, you know, all of those guys that were back then, the Rockers, you know, basically, yes, they pretty much, you know, made tag team wrestling back then, but if you really think about it, it was always really a single man's company. And, you know, it was just ironic how when Edge and Christian and the Hardys, you know, and the Dudleys came about, we made tag team wrestling main event. You know, you were actually seeing tag teams in the main event, and they were real tag teams. They weren't guys that were just put together, you know, to create a tag team, and then, of course, they would split up and go their separate ways. I'm sure you could, you know, get that back again. I'm sure if either company wanted to, they could. You know, but I just know that being in the WWE, and if you remember watching it over the years, it was really the single guys that really, really got the notoriety of, you know, stardom and like Hulk Hogan and the Ultimate Warrior, Bret the Hitman Hart, you know, guys like that. It was really, really guys like that that really, really got it, you know, to be like that as opposed to tag team wrestling. We were just the ones that really helped put it on the map even more and, again, to make it main event.
Have you seen any tag teams out there, maybe in TNA or Ring of Honor or the other indies, that you think might impress the bigger companies enough to bring them in as a tag team and not split them up eventually?
Well, you know, the only one that I know of right now, and again, I don't really watch a lot of it because of a lot of the stuff that I'm doing outside of pro wrestling with the breast cancer shows and this and that, because I'm heavily involved in that, you know, with raising money for awareness for breast cancer and things like that. So I haven't really been able to watch a lot of it. I believe Titus O'Neil, him and his tag team partner, I mean, those are the two. I mean, I'm very good friends with Titus. He's a very good guy. I haven't met his partner, but, you know, I've seen them too, and they are growing, you know, as a tag team from what I've seen last. But, you know, I haven't really watched the show, both shows actually, to really, really get, you know, a grasp on what tag teams are really hot right now because of the fact that I've been so heavily involved with raising money for breast cancer awareness and things of that nature. So, you know, I'm sure once October is going and, you know, my schedule outside of pro wrestling has calmed down, I'm sure I'll be able to get back into the groove of things and start watching the shows again.
Do you have a charity or something that you run or that you're a part of?
Yes,
for the breast cancer stuff?
Yep, actually, it's called Hope for a Single Mom. It's www.hopeforasinglemom.com. And, you know, we just, myself, along with Samoa Joe, Hulk Hogan, Jay Lethal, Aces and Eights, Garrett, and Wes Briscoe, we pretty much put on a show in Melbourne, Florida, where I am, and raised over $25,000. It was a phenomenal event. We really, really went all out. Hogan was just a pleasure to have and wanted to do everything, from signing autographs, taking pictures, kissing babies as if he was running for president. I mean, it was truly an honor and a pleasure to have him there and willing to sacrifice his time on his day off and really, really go out there and help raise the money. Hope for a Single Mom is basically an organization that women who are diagnosed with breast cancer, who can't work anymore, who basically, because they have to go through chemo and radiation, they lose their jobs. And basically, they can't pay their bills in terms of their rent, their mortgage, their, you know, water bill, light bill, or what have you. Well, we come along and we help pay that for them while they're going through their chemo and while they're going through their radiation. So that way they don't have to worry about going out there and having to get a job and doing that. That's stressful enough to know where the money's going to come in and how you're going to pay your bills, let alone dealing with the burden of having cancer. So we want to alleviate some of that stress and be able to go out there and raise the money for them so that way we pay their bills and they can be able to fight this disease head on. A lot of these women don't get a chance to basically really, really have a fair shot at it because they're worried about so many things on the outside. Well, I'm just happy to say that we're able to do that. This is our second year in running it, and we had over almost 2,000 people and turned away over 500. I mean, we basically sold the place out, and we're doing it next year again in Melbourne, Florida, September 12th, I believe the date is, and it's going to be at the Port Canaveral, which holds 3,000 people. So, and if we wind up getting bigger than 3,000, then we're going to have to move it to Orlando and find a bigger building. I mean, it's just one of the things that I feel very passionate about, and it's a very, very good cause. You know, any time that anybody can give their time to really fight this, you know, dreadful disease, it's a good thing. And I will say this, everyone who was on that show did not take a dime. All money and proceeds went to the organization. And I forgot also, SoCal Val was there as well. How can I forget her? She was a pleasure to have. She was the MC of the night, and she tore the place down as well. So, you know, we had a great time. It was filled with, you know, fun and things like that. The people had a great time, and like I said, we raised a lot of money.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
So definitely a good cause. There's a lot of stuff going on in October, of course, for that. But, yeah, glad to hear you're putting your skills to good use in such a way.
Absolutely. This business has been so good to me, you know, and from a biblical standpoint, you know, God has been good to me by allowing me to be able to do, you know, what I've done for as long as I have done it. So to be able to pay back and to give back to the community and do things like that, I'm not just talking, I'm not just a talker about it. I actually go out there and do it, you know. When it came time to promoting the show and this and that, I was out there handing out flyers, you know, on my days off and things like that. Me and my kids, you know, getting the show together and this and that, didn't give it to somebody to go out there and do it. We did it ourselves, you know. And it's just when you can do things like that, you know, to help promote a show like that and then to see the results, you know, at the end of it, it makes you feel good. It makes you feel that all that sweat and tears that you put in to help them promote that show actually paid off. you know. So it was just something I was very, very happy with.
All right. Well, we are about out of time, but again, for those just now listening, we're talking to Devon, and he'll be at UIW this Saturday taking on Murder One. Is there anything to let our Georgia fans know about before we go?
Well, you know, I can tell you this. Every time Devon has gone into a show, he's always given 110%, but I can guarantee the people in Georgia one thing, that I will be bringing that, and that will be a table. So you can guarantee that Murder One's ass is going to be put right through a table, and you can testify to that.
All right. Well, looking forward to seeing it this Saturday, and good luck with everything, and we'll see you then.
You got it, my man. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thanks a lot. All right. So before we go, do either of you guys have anything else? I think we pretty much talked about all the major shows happening this weekend. Johnny Danger, you got anything going on this weekend in the wrestling world?
Let's see. Not this weekend, but on the 31st, which is Halloween, TCW will be doing a special Halloween show in Porterdale. And the main event of that will be Chip Day defending the title against Supernatural in a casket match.
All right. And then the following Saturday, which is just a couple of days after, they're back there, right?
Yes, we will be right back there on Saturday.
All right. And this weekend is Monstrosity Championship Wrestling's last weekend at Six Flags Fright Fest. There will be a cage match between Dragula and, I guess, the Kentucky Wolfman. I'm not sure. Or maybe Dragula and Paul Lee against the Wolfman. Something of that nature. Strychnine, I believe, will be there at least one of those days.
Definitely Sunday, plausibly Saturday.
I have heard rumors that Diamond Dallas Page may also show up. So if you have the flags on Saturday during the day, MCW is in Axis Arena at 2, 3, 4, and 5 each day. And that is the last weekend of Fright Fest. So I guess that is it for tonight. We'll be back next Monday, and I guess either Johnny Danger or Strychnine or both will be joining me.
On a day-to-day basis, I hardly know what I'm doing. I'll get with you unless you know. So yeah,
we'll be my co-host next week. Yet to be determined, but at least I will be back. In the meantime, you can actually read.
Liar, you're not coming back. Liar.
I think Tommy Rich should be the co-host.
Well, maybe we can just skip the rest of his interview that's probably still going on somewhere.
Oh, yeah, he's still talking.
But it's kind of old news at this point, but I actually interviewed Devon's brother, Bully Ray, prior to last night's TNA Bound for Glory pay-per-view. So it is on WrestlingWithPopCulture.com. But, of course, that event has taken place, so it'll be a little dated. But if you care to read it, go check it out. But anyway, that's it for tonight. We'll be back next Monday. And thanks to you guys and to Tommy Rich and Devon.
We thank you for listening to this broadcast. Production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com and the GWH Radio Network. Stay tuned to GWH for nostalgia, upcoming events, and more. As always, GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com thanks you for your continued support.